Step out of the shadows, sir, Chief said to him. To their surprise, he obeyed. He had his hands up and fell down to his knees. Chief was hesitant to get closer for a bit, but he put the man in handcuffs and escorted him to the back of the car. Maggie, uncomfortably, sat in the front of the car with Jack. They all sat in awkward silence on the ride back to the station. There, James was put in an interrogation room for questioning. Of course, he didn't say anything, but everyone was grateful that he was in police custody now. Jack and Maggie later arrived back at their apartment, where they sat together in the living room and talked for hours about life, like how they used to talk with Sarah, except this time they brought up more serious topics, such as kidnapping and death. How did he even get in the apartment anyway? Jack asked. That's the thing. I might have let him in, Maggie said guiltily. Why would you do that? Jack said shockingly.